When I heard that the first time, or I think if you ask those questions to most people, when you say when all the parts together, is that the chariot? I think most people would say yes, mm-hmm. that is the chariot.
Yeah, yeah.
So, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, when one could say that and ask that question, then, you know, sometimes the reply could be something like, okay, so let's say all of these parts together are the chariot, or all the parts of the body are who we are. Okay, so go backwards, you know, take away the wheel. Does that mean it's not the chariot anymore? Or take away my one hand. So does that mean that this isn't me anymore? You know, and take away my other hand, take away my leg, take away this leg, take away, you know, all sorts of things one by one. When does it stop being me? So then I think that kind of argument can point out that it's a collection of various parts, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they all have to be there to receive the same designation, that it's just merely a designation.
When I first read that, I also thought of all the parts of the chariot in a pile on the ground. You know, there's all the parts together, mm-hmm. but it's more of the relationship between them too that indicates
the problem. For the other comparison, like if you take 10 chariots and then you say, you know, what makes each one of those a chariot, there is no real essential property to any one of them. Because mm-hmm. they're all, you know, they're all completely different, but they're all called chariot.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to explain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just basically coming back to, you know, the reflection of the five aggregates, and trying to just sort of dismantle the assumption of self around any of them, or all of them, or none of them, as being self, or being in self, or self being in them, that it's all really just looking at the individual aggregates as functions, and trying to just not come up with any conclusion about what self is, or what the body is, or what the aggregates are, but using it as a tool for reflection to stop the actual assumption of a permanent, everlasting sense of self. It's more, it's sort of like a strategy. The contemplation is a strategy, rather than trying to define any kind of metaphysical truth.